welcome you all to the regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society in Dallas. This is the second one we've had here. I'm delighted to see that there's roughly twice the number of people attending this one as the one we put on in 1977. We do regional meetings specifically to reach people who sometimes are not able to come to the national meetings, and also to have, in some cases, slightly more esoteric agendas for discussion. The only administrative announcement that I would remind you of is that we do have an optional dinner tonight, which is being sponsored by the USIC. The Duke de Valderano, who will be one of the world's foremost experts on terrorism, will be discussing methods of combating it. I think it might be a worthwhile program, and if you'd like to attend, please sign up at the desk. Our program today is an interesting one. It's the subject this morning is the conservative agenda south of the border. It's an area which receives in conservative circles all too little attention. After all, next to Canada, I suppose the Mexican border is the longest undefended border in the world. Those of us who have grown up in the Southwest are both apprehensive and fascinated by this collision point of the crumbling remnants of the Spanish world and the dynamic America of manifest destiny. And we have inevitably developed, as you do with two tectonic forces, a certain amount of friction along the fault line. It is obviously a subject of vital interest, both in terms of our security and in terms of our prosperity. I would also note that the border, however, can be an ambiguous word. Some here, being that we are in the South, might define the border as the Mason-Dixon line. And indeed, our first speaker may take that view. Bill Campbell, as you know, is a professor at Louisiana. He's originally from the University of Virginia, and his primary interest is economic history. He's well known to most of us, both as a scholar and as a friend, and I'm going to ask him to lead off. Bill.